This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You guys feel the same way I do, like you're in a perpetual Twilight Zone, you know, series. Not a series, what do they call that? You know, when they do it for the whole day, right? I mean, just craziness. Anyway, you know, Nancy Pelosi came out today and said, I know, I'm already kicking into it, but it's all right, you can deal with it. You know, Nancy Pelosi came out today, already kicked in with, well, we're not going to have a vote yet. We're going to wait. This is a very serious situation. We need a lot of time. They didn't take any time. Think about this. They took They took 3 years and spent a boatload of your money, and they come up with bupkis. Nothing. Zero. And then they get a whistleblower who's really not a whistleblower, who really has secondhand information. And what happens? They're ready for impeachment. I'm telling you, it's the air they're pumping through the system there in D.C. It has to be. I can't think of anything else. Joe Bassini, your host, you're sitting Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Give me your email address. I only send out one email a week, people. It's not that big of a deal. You don't want it, you can always stop it. But the only way you're going to find out what's going on the show and the guests that we have coming up, that's one of the ways to do it, or at the website. If you prefer text messaging, text alerts, as you guys call them, just text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Finally, I get my own classification in California. You know how crazy California is, right? I mean, Governor Newsom's just causing more trouble here than he's worth. I would love to see him. They've got this recall petition going around. I doubt we'll ever see anything come out of that. But if that's what you want to do, you go for it, okay? And everything under the sun is protected here in California, except guys like me. And now I have a place in the sun, as the song goes. Obesity now is a protected classification in California. Now, let's be clear. I'm not making fun of large people. If you have a medical situation, and that's why you can't blow off the weight, and that's why you're overweight, okay, that I am not talking about you. I'm talking about those people who have the same disease I have. It's called hand in mouth. Okay? Can't keep my hand away from my mouth, especially when it has food in it, all right? And that's what my problem is most of the time. As many of you know, I blew off about 30 pounds, what was it, 2 years ago? And that was a hard thing to do. I had to keep my hand away from my mouth. It's really that simple. But now, for all you lefties who love to make fun of this kind of stuff, you can't make fun of me. I'm a protected class. At least I know how it feels now. So the California Fair Employment and Housing Act, it protects employees who are members of a protected classification for discrimination, harassment, retaliation, on the basis, really simple, of that protected classification, right? So if I fit in any of those categories, I'm in. But they forgot a few, and one of them is me. So now they've added obesity, and that's when the Ninth Circuit Court recently passed on the opportunity to clarify whether or not obesity would be considered a protected classification. So they let it go. It's well accepted that, now this is not FEMA, it's FEHA, F-E-H-A. It provides more protection for disabled employees than the ADA does. So California always goes above and beyond, no matter what the law is. We always have to go above and beyond. So last month, when the Ninth Circuit Court, in the case Jose Valtierra and Medtronic, refused to opine on whether the obesity was a disability, right? So think about something. Like I said in the beginning, if you have a medical condition, that is one thing. You should not be fired for that. But when Tammy and I owned our business years ago, the computer business, you know, when you have somebody who walks 32 feet from the front door to the desk and they're huffing and puffing like they ran 4 miles in a marathon and they're very large, you have to stop and think, I'm going to be responsible for this person. The person looks sick, they look like they're having trouble. You put business owners in these positions, and you wonder why your workman's comp is so high, regular insurance is so high. It's because you force us into these positions that we know are wrong. Now, that person needed to get help, whether it was food help or medical help or what have you, they needed to get help. You know, it's just like the Boston mayor a couple of weeks ago, where a young boy was stabbed by a needle in a park, in a playground. Now, the mayor didn't say, oh, this is a terrible, disgusting thing, and we can't have this, and we've got to find a way to get these drugs out of the park. No, I didn't say that at all. What the person said was, we need to teach the drug users, the people who shoot up, safer ways to get rid of their needles. Think about that. Let's continue to help them moving forward and to keep shooting up, keep leaving those needles in the parks. How about this? You're so concerned about the drug user. Do you care about the kids? How about you want to make it legal everywhere else? I think you should make it legal in your front yard. Make it legal right there in front of City Hall. Make it illegal to do in parks where kids play. Why don't you try that? Anyway, this is a great win to many here in California who feel that, you know, whatever situation, whatever condition you find yourself in, it's really not your fault. I mean, thank you. You know what? This is the Democrat Party has now solidified themselves as the party of non-responsibility. You agree? I think so. They take responsibility for nothing that goes on. Doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter what they created. They take responsibility for nothing. You know, initially the lower court dismissed the lawsuit. It's found that obesity, no matter how great, couldn't constitute a disability under the ADA because it was not the product or the result of a medical condition in most cases. And they're right. In most cases, it's what we're eating. It's what we're putting in our mouths. Anyway, Joe Mussini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know what? We're going to ask Brad Dacus when he comes from Pacific Justice Institute, how do you defend this? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mussina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mussina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, get involved in the conversation. Don't just be one of those people that hangs out and you just nod your head at everything we're talking about. You know, you really got to do some of your own homework sometimes. You really got to take the time to find out what's really going on and form, God bless, form some of your own opinions. That would be really nice, too. Don't spew out what the party says. I'm serious. Because, you know, if you're a victim of your last tweet or the last tweet that you read, I mean, you're just going to sound like everybody else out there. So let's not do what we accuse them of doing, and let's make sure we're well-versed, well-informed, and always tell you, I bring people on the show to have a clue, because most of the time I don't. So we're going to bring on Brad Dacus. I love having him on with me every week. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time.
Oh, great. Great to be on the program. Thank you.
Yeah, so let's just hit it. Let's just jump all over it. You know, were you surprised to hear all this dust up over Ellen DeGeneres' conversation or comments about George W. Bush and how she can get along with just about anybody except for Trump, but other than that, about how we should be getting along with everybody?
Yeah, it was really interesting. I think it was a really depiction of where we are as a society. What was interesting is I didn't hear of any conservatives or people of faith criticizing George W., saying, what are you doing, enjoying a baseball game with the likes of her and yada yada. I never heard that ever. The only complaints I heard of intolerance and hatred and elitism was from the far left, saying, condemning her because she was willing to have communication, talk, and visit and be civil with someone who thinks differently, like George W. Bush does. And I think it's very telling where the true intolerance lies in our society. Overwhelmingly, it's not from conservatives or people of faith. It's actually quite the opposite.
No, and they consider us or call us intolerant on a regular basis. They call conservatives intolerant on a regular basis. And what's funny is you see the walk away movement. Every one of them, well, I shouldn't say every one of them, a majority of them have done these little videos, short videos, where they talk about the tolerant ones were the ones with the conservatives. The ones that were more tolerant of where they were at in their lifestyles were the conservatives. And who was the foo-foo woman running for president? What's her name? You know,
which one?
Williamson. Marianne Williamson, right? Remember what she said? She got caught on a hot mic saying, I can't believe this. The people that are the nicest to me are the conservatives. The liberals are just brutal with me. So she basically admitted it on an open mic, and God bless her for doing it, whether she meant to do it on purpose or not. But it seems to be the case almost 90% of the time. Don't you agree?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've heard this over and over from liberals that I spend time with, I'll talk with and visit with them, and they'll share that. They'll say, you're nicer to me and kinder to me than people on my own side. I've heard that said a number of times, and I think that shows you how important it is for conservatives and or people of faith to connect with those who are getting this false information and to show them what real grace and understanding and forbearance actually is, and in a truly civil society that we all, I think, deep down want to have.
Well, I think if people of faith, if you're truly living out your faith, this is what you're supposed to do. Okay, you're supposed to reach out to people.
Right.
You're supposed to, love. You don't just pound on somebody because you just don't agree with their lifestyle. You don't agree with what they're doing. How do you let your light shine? How do you show somebody the love of Christ if you're always running in the wrong direction or you're running towards them with your fingers hanging out? Kind of like where my head's at. Right?
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that's something that I think that the people, like I say, conservatives, people of faith, they really need to take that to heart. As we want to change society, we need to go out of our way to exhibit what kind of society we want it to be. And that is one where people can live in civility and dignity, even though we have different thoughts and opinions, and feel comfortable to express those thoughts and feelings without being trampled upon or prevented from getting a job or something else, or prevented from being admitted to a college or something like that. We want a truly civil society, a tolerant society. It's about being willing for it to express ourselves, respect each other, and to agree to disagree and still have cordial relationships or friendships.
All right. So something that that kind of went by quickly. Nobody really beat this up, and I'm one of the few guys that has been beating it up, and maybe I just make it too big of a deal out of it. Beto O'Rourke, a week and change ago, he basically what he said is the same thing that Hillary Clinton said back in the 2016 campaign, and Tim Kaine. If you do not change your scripture to come into, the way we think today, we will pass laws to force you to do that. O'Rourke comes up now, and he basically reiterates that by saying, look, you're either going to be accepting of all, you're not going to discriminate against anybody, or we're going to pull your tax-exempt status. All right? Nobody spoke out against that.
I mean, yeah, and the fact that nobody spoke out against it, Joe, was what was very, very telling upon that that whole slate of candidates.
Yep.
There's so much that has stepped up and said, whoa, whoa. I mean, hey, you know, the Orthodox Jews should be able to have their beliefs and not have a gay rabbi or a female rabbi. That's their beliefs.
Right.
They should be that. No one spoke up for, you know, the Muslims, the Christians. The bottom line is we don't have the free exercise clause is worthless if we don't have the ability for people to live and believe their faith when it's not popular and socially accepted. And I think it's what's so important is the fact that this is the end agenda. This is the end, which is the day that everyone is forced to believe the way they do, and they're willing to do anything it takes, including punishing witch trial version, you know, with removing tax exempt status, removing them from their job, not allowing them to work for the government. We see examples of this over and over. We have Pacific Justice Institute are litigating because of this more than we ever have before.
You know, I've had this fight on the show for years, and I've had people write me notes, and Joe, it's not going to happen in this country. I said, look, if you don't perform same-sex marriages, at some point in time, the government's going to step in. If we don't change, the government's going to step in and say, hey, first, you either perform the same-sex marriages or you're going to lose your tax-exempt status. And once that happens, they're going to come back and say, well, okay, this is great, but you know that you've chosen to give up your tax-exempt status, but now it's a hate crime. Anyway, we've got to go. We've got to take a break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Back more with Brad Dacus right after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Democratic presidential candidates are in Ohio for another round of debates. The first question was about impeachment. Senator Elizabeth Warren.
No one is above the law, and that includes the President of the United States. Impeachment is the way that we establish that this man will not be permitted to break the law over and over without consequences. This is about Donald Trump, but understand, it's about the next president and the next president and the next president and the future of this country.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
The idea that we have a president of the United States who is prepared to hold back national security money to one of our allies in order to get dirt on a presidential candidate is beyond comprehension.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Sorry, a couple of nitwits.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate your time with us, always. If you want to get notified by text alerts, although that sounds like so, like, oh my God, I got an alert. If you want an alert as opposed to an email, just simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. But let me get back at it because I don't want to waste a whole bunch of time. Love when he's on with me. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. And Brad, before we get like rolling at 500 miles an hour, take a minute to tell people, you know, what PGI is all about and how they can help you and, you know, report things to you, let you know what's going on and support.
Oh, yes, Joe. We're a nonprofit, 501c3 legal defense organization. We have 9 offices now in the United States.
Wow.
Defending religious freedom, parents' rights, sanctity of human life all across the United States. Without charge, we right now have 40 cases in active litigation. And what makes us very unique, Joe, as you know, is that we don't just cherry-pick the high-profile cases.
Nope.
We work hard to make sure that no one is left on the side of the road, that everyone gets representation without charge all across the United States when it comes to these three quadrants, so these three areas. And we do it wholeheartedly, and we've been doing it for over 20 years.
Yeah, and a great organization. You've helped me. You've helped some others that I know about that have been able to pull information. Matter of fact, you were in, I hope you didn't tell them you knew me. You were in front of a group of people the other night that I know probably 85% of the people in the room, and they loved it. They loved your presentation. You got them all ginned up to get involved and engaged, and we need to keep that rolling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I really do, and we need to, you know, we have hundreds of affiliate attorneys, so if there's someone out there, you're an attorney, you say, gosh, I'd like to be affiliated with that group, maybe get involved, maybe help them some on the side or something, they should contact us. Also, if they'd like to support our work, we're supported by moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas,
yeah,
and over 100 churches, but if they want to go to our website for that or to get our Legal Insider update every week, where we talk about these cases that you often don't hear about in the news, they can just do that easily by going to our website, which is PJI.org. The 3 initials, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute, PJI.org. We have great free resources there as well, like opt-out forms for families, 12 steps to protect your kids from social workers, some real helpful material that is all without charge. And we encourage people to go to our website, pgi.org.
Yeah, you know, and again, people, go at least go check it out. Run around on the site, check it out. You can see what you're able to do, how you're able to step up and actually make a difference, make a change. Okay, let's get back to the churches for a second, okay? The, if not Beto, but if somebody were to challenge this, this whole thing with same-sex marriage, and I've been saying it for a long time, I'm not ashamed of it, I said, look, eventually you're going to force the churches to do this. This is wrong. This is not right. And everybody was saying, no, 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 you know, the people on the left, that's not going to happen. We're not going to force you to do anything. It's bullpuckies, always has been. If this starts to hit the
right.
courts, is this already, if you would, settled law, if you would, at the Supreme Court level?
It's not settled law specifically as applied to this. There's different principles of religious freedom and protecting of churches and cases. But we had a case. Really similar to this in Wisconsin, DePere, Wisconsin, the city of DePere passed an ordinance requiring all churches not to discriminate in their hiring based upon the same-sex marriage of their ministers. So a worship leader is our Sunday school leader. He says, hey, here's my partner, Steve, and he and I are married. And the church, even if it goes against what the church believes, the law would say you can't fire him, and whether you like it or not, too bad. And if you do, we're going to fine you for every day and take your building. That is what they passed. It wasn't just suggested. They passed that. They would not repeal it. Pacific Justice Institute, Joe, we had to go into court and to litigate this,
and we won.
The judge said this violates the state constitution and the First Amendment rights under the U.S. Constitution, but this is an ongoing battle. We think we're going to have other brush fires like this in other places. Hopefully we'll have the same results.
You know, it's really funny to watch things how they come to the Supreme Court and the courts in general, because they get turned down somewhere or they get beaten, and they kind of tweak it. They come back at the court with it again. They tweak it, they come back again. They're trying to make it work. You know this guy that a couple of years back that fought the Pledge of Allegiance, right? You know, because he wanted the word God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. And
yeah.
You know, I've talked about this before. This is not settled, is it?
Well, the good news is, I think as far as the Pledge of Allegiance and our national motto on our currency, I think that is pretty solid established, because we defended our national motto and God We Trust on our currency, and we won before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Wow.
And I thought we were going to lose. We actually won that case. This is before it became more reasonable with President Trump's appointments. But we won, and the Supreme Court didn't take it up, meaning they wanted it to stand as case law. So that is pretty more established. But as far as churches, property taxes being levied against churches, them losing their tax-exempt status, that is still to be litigated for another day before the Supreme Court. There's good case law on our side. But there's plenty of wiggle room that if liberal justices were appointed by the next president of the United States, we could easily see this turn around in the other direction in a very alarming, disturbing way, as we've seen in other developed countries.
All right. Let's get into our kids, because, I mean, I am thoroughly and totally petrified as to what some of these governments are doing to our kids. But let's get down to Kaiser. Is this Kaiser Permanente? I think this is what this is about, right?
Yes.
There was a commercial with an ad. It says, too bad to those who say the drag queen story hour is just too much. And I got to tell you something. Again, this is them pushing their agenda on our kids, pushing their agenda on what they believe our kids should be exposed to and learn and so forth and so on. They're pulling, and this is the title with you that I have pretty much every week. I say, look, are your parental rights being eroded? I say yes. Is this something you can fight?
Well, yes. Well, here's the issue with Kaiser Permanente. It's a private entity.
Right.
And here they have this TV commercial. I just saw it recently, this week. And it, in there, it talks about thriving. We should all be able to thrive. Okay, I see that point. But in the commercial, they show a drag queen. And here's the problem. The drag queen has a little storybook open, and a whole room of little children, like kindergartners, all sitting there smiling, listening to this drag queen read the storybook. Now, this is the takeoff of the Drag Queen Story Hour. It's happening in libraries across the country where they're reading stories to the little boys and girls about how they can change their gender, be a boy on the outside, be a girl on the inside, and vice versa. This is not healthy. I talked to an MD psychiatrist about this recently, and he just shook his head and said, he said, this is outrageous. This is outrageous. And he works for a medical institution that I couldn't say the name of it because I don't want to lose his job, but it's very respected. And it's that extreme that even in the psychiatric profession, they're saying this is not healthy for young children to be given gender, anything that in any way encourages gender confusion, which is what this does. It's very inhumane and very cold-hearted. And whenever they decide to put a young child's welfare on the altar of an agenda, that is very, very dangerous. And that is what Kaiser Permanente has done on a massive scale in their advertising campaign across the country.
Yeah, they have really got me. Again, I've done a whole bunch of stories around, you know, transgenderism. I've done a whole bunch of stories around kids, and now we're seeing more and more. You know, there are studies coming up and proof that the drugs that they're giving to kids, the hormone blockers, are now causing them problems. Now, you're not going to see it all over the place. You're going to do everything they can to squelch it down. But, you know, seriously, who thought, what doctor in his right mind, and you heard me, in his right mind, thought it was okay to stop, would you believe in God or Mother Nature, stop the natural growth of chemicals and bones and muscle and all of that in your body? I mean, I don't get it. These people, this scares me that they're willing to bow down like this.
Yeah, and why we don't have more doctors on mainstream media talking about this. The mainstream media doesn't want to talk about it, even though there's physicians. I know that endocrinologist, a specialist along these lines, he is outraged about the harm, the medical harm, much less the psychological harm for allowing gender identity dysphoria to continue to play itself out through adolescence without proper counseling.
Yep, way too young. Anyway, we got to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Brad Dacus will still be with me on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Real Side.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. Kind of back. There you go. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to thank you so much for being with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And you do want to be part of the conversation, okay? You just don't spew just what you see on Twitter. You know, we all get those feeds. All of us. We all get those feeds all day long. All right? So don't just get repeating those. Make sure you do a little bit of homework, right? I mean, make sure that you understand truly what they're talking about. Otherwise, I don't know what to tell you. You're just going to walk around sounding like what they used to refer to as spokesholes, right? You're just repeating what the masses are saying on that side of the aisle. Don't do that. Make sure that you understand, you know. Okay, let me just bring him on. Founder of Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dankus, joins me. Always appreciate his time with me. I don't get enough of it. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's great to be on the program. Thank you.
You know, and I really do. I do so much appreciate the time, you know, that we go through this stuff. And there's so much to talk about. You know, I don't think people realize. I think people do not realize what's going on out there. Okay, before we went to break, because I know I'm going to get heat for this from some people. I said to you that, you know, that we're seeing more and more and more of pediatricians now actually coming out and saying, wait a minute, stop, this is wrong. And pediatricians now come out and a group of them now are saying, hey, gender ideology, well, we think it's child abuse. And these are American College of Pediatricians coming out and saying this. They say that the move to indoctrinate children with the idea that they can pick their gender amounts to child abuse. And they go down, I don't have time to go through them all. I'm going to put it up on my website later on. But they go down and they list some of the medical reasons why this is so bad. And again, when you look at this, how did this creep in? You've been working on this for a long time. You've been dealing with some of these issues for a long time. How did they creep in? You know, these doctors would have said 20 years ago, it was like 0.001% were using the word transgenders. And they had to go through a long process before the operation was approved. There was a story of a young lady in the news recently. She said she went to 2 45-minute meetings with a psychologist when he approved for her to make the transition to male and gave her the hormone shots and the kit to do on her own. Okay? She was 16 years old. This is just scary. I'm not even going to call it crazy. Yeah. It is extremely scary. Now, finally, the doctor is coming out and saying something.
Yeah, they need to come out. They need to speak up. They're the experts, and they're the ones who are going to have the biggest voice in the matter. But even just common sense will show you that there's something wrong. You know, we are right now dealing with a case in California where a 16-year-old girl was taken from her family, wonderful, loving Christian family, and she was taken because they found out that she wanted to change her gender. And they found out that the mom and family, that they were not going to allow it because of their faith. And they said, no, this is not what we believe in. So they took her and refused to give her back. And we're defending this child to get that child to back in the parents because the government says, no, our psychiatrist examined her and says, yeah, this would be really good for her to change her gender. So she should have her body hormoned and cut on and have her gender changed, that'll really be good for her.
Wow.
And she's a minor under the care of her parents. And the government has come in and had the audacity to do this. We at Pacific Justice Institute are fighting that right now. We even have if people want information on these kind of cases, we've got them all over our internet. They can look on our website at pji.org.
Yeah, they need to get over there. They need to check it out. They need to help you out. They need to, you know, I mean, this is just nuts. And you need to be able to help. I think it was a judge in Tampa recently decided that, hey, no. The parents have a right to help their child. Should there be, a gender dysphoria pop into the question here? And, again, it was an ordinance. Actually, it wasn't a law. It was an ordinance. And parental rights, it took... I knew I was going to screw this up. Yeah, let me read this to you. It'll be easier. A leftist in authority continued their legal onslaught against compassionate care and therapy for individuals with unwanted same-sex attraction. A majority victory was handed down in Tampa. In the ruling issued last week, it will likely reverberate throughout the courts in other states. LifeSite reports that a federal judge permanently struck down a city ordinance that prohibited licensed counselors from providing voluntary talk therapy to minors seeking help to reduce or eliminate their unwanted same-sex attraction. So here's a young man or woman that have a same-sex attraction. Go, look, I don't really want this. I'm uncomfortable with it. I want some help. I want some counseling. And they say no. But yet, that same child at the same age can go in and say, hey, I feel like I'm a woman trapped in a male body. Can you please cut on me and give me drugs? And we go, yes. So on what planet
right.
does that make sense?
It doesn't make sense. It's very widespread in California. Other states have copied it. We at Pacific Justice Institute are looking for plaintiffs to challenge it as well. So if there's anyone out there that knows of someone under the age of 18 who wants to get counseling to so they don't feel controlled by these same-sex attraction feelings, and they want counseling to understand it, to not be bound by it at the very least, they should contact us. The parents of that minor should contact us. We would be more than happy to challenge any state law that prohibits this. A number of states have already prohibited California, Oregon, Washington, New Jersey, to name a few. So, and then, you know, it's the same thing with gender identity dysphoria. I mean, if a minor has this dysphoria, which is a mental condition under DMS 5
a manual, recognized, a recognized medical condition, right? It's not just you and I screwing it up. Yeah.
It's a recognized medical condition. It is totally psychological, nothing biological about it. If they want counseling, they don't want these feelings, this identity issues, they want they're not allowed to get it. It's illegal in these states. So that's where we want to challenge that as well. So if there's anyone that has that issue with a child wanting that kind of counseling, they should contact us. You know, right now, as you know, Joe, we're taking on the Border Patrol because they're allowing a man, a full 100% man, who's an agent, to go right into the women's locker room, shower room, with the women. And a woman's complained about it. She screamed. They said, no, you just got to get used to taking off your clothes and being naked while he's taking off his clothes and being naked on a daily basis, whether you like it or not. That's a condition of working for the United States government. But she has to change in her truck while in the parking lot every day, hoping no one's watching her. That is how degenerative we've become. We have filed a lawsuit, a major lawsuit in federal court, and we're hopeful to get this before the Supreme Court to stop this outrageous lunacy.
Well, they've got a lot of biggies coming at them this year. I mean, a lot of big ones. And again, I'm concerned that they keep chipping away at choice, whether it's freedom to take care of your kids and bring your kids up the way you want to bring them up. And I'm telling you, if you're religious in any way, shape, manner, or form, if you're a Muslim, listen to this show and you go, oh, there those Christian guys go again. I know you don't. There's certain things you don't believe in, too. You're very much in line with some of the mainstream beliefs that Christians and Jews have. You're talking about guys like Beto O'Rourke, Hillary Clinton, Tim Kaine, all sitting back and saying, look, your religion has to come in line with the real world. Your religion has to come in line with the way society feels about things, or else we will pass laws to change what you believe, to force you to believe like we do. I don't understand why there isn't a bigger outrage over this.
I know. I think a lot of many parents are still not aware of it. Media hasn't covered it like they should, at least accurately. It's definitely getting around. The victimizing is definitely getting around, unfortunately. We will see these cases make their way to the Supreme Court. We at Pacific Justice Institute are determined to protect and defend the rights of parents and these young children from being victimized by the radical left, with willing to put an agenda above logic, reasoning, and humanity.
Yeah, I know. I wish there was a ruling or a type of ruling that could come down from the Supreme Court that would kind of say, look, stop the insanity. Here's A, B, C, and D. That's it. End of discussion. But I know it doesn't work that way because they find different ways to redo a legislation, redo a law, and then it has to be litigated over and over and over again. Hey, listen, we're up on the time. Again, PJI.org, PJI.org, and they can either donate, they can let you know what's going on, they can, you know, help any resources that are available. If you're an attorney that wants to get involved in this, it's another place you can go, and there's all kinds of great forms and opt-out forms you get up there. You get all kinds of good things, right?
Oh, yes. Lots of resources that every family should take a look at and take advantage of. Very, very helpful. Very important.
Brad Dacus, Pacific Justice Institute, thanks so much for being with me. I always appreciate your time and appreciate what you do. God bless.
You too, Joe.
Right. Joe Machine, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Seriously, go heat up your coffee, get your sandwich, whatever it is that you do, and come on back.